Blog Talk Radio.
But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Amherstburg, Ohio area, January 30th, 2019. Wednesday, and it's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is doing great and thanking the Lord for blessing us with another day. We hope that we are so glad to be coming on at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here from Chatting from the Word are very delighted today to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. I am so glad to be on with you. Once again, Wednesday. I believe it's the 1st of January 30th, 2019. Oh, Brother Oscar is so pumped up to be talking with you and chatting with you on today. I hope everyone is doing great and having a good day in the Lord, thanking the Lord for allowing all of us to see a day that none of us have never seen before. That is one of God's grand benefits that he has granted to us all. Once you think about it, my friend, on yesterday, this day was not even promised. But the Lord, with his grace and with mercy, like our song said in the beginning, I love that. So his grace and his mercy, he has given us another day and all its benefits that come with it. And we should never forget all of his benefits. You know, my friend, regardless how bad you may feel, regardless of how many storms may come in your life, don't you know we are some blessed people? Just to think about our Lord, our Father, first of all, our Father, allow his Son Jesus to come down on this poor earth and die on the cross, took our sins, and he took to the cross, dying on the cross for you and for me. My friend, we are some blessed, blessed people today, this afternoon. You know, this morning in Miamisburg, when we woke up to some cold, cold weather. It was below zero. Believe it? Believe it. It was cold, my friend. So if it's cold where you are, go grab you a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of chocolate. Just have a seat in your nice recliner. Or go ahead on and stretch out if you're at home. Well, where would you be when it's cold and ice on the roads? But just for a little while, just stretch out and allow Brother Oscar to take you up higher in Jesus Christ. Let Brother Oscar take you higher than you ever been before. Are you ready to take off for the Lord, my friend? Today is a day where we sing, where we play praises unto him. It's all about praise. And later on in the show today, we have a big surprise for you. I'm not ready to let you know what the surprise is, okay? But we will tell you the surprise later on. All right, but anyway, anyhow, Brother Oscar is so happy to be with you today. And while it's cold outside, I hope that you take out time and just listen to us today to bring chatting from the Word into your living room or on your job, wherever you're listening to us at and from. We hope that we are bringing a snap in your Christian walk today. All right. We're going to get ready to play our first selection on this Wednesday, being the day that we, as young people may say, spin some music today, all right? It's all about praise. James 5:13 says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. If any merry, let him sing psalms or praises." I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm merry and happy today. So let's play, sing some praises unto the Lord. Our first selection be Aquapetch. It is well with your soul. Hold on, we have wait for you momentarily. It is well with your soul. Here we are.
Give God praise.
Amen and amen. I will make a correction, man. I first said, well, Uncle Petra's is with my soul. We played that in that place. But it was committed a cappella chorus. So I am so glad I know him. He gave his life. You know, Jesus gave his life so that we may have salvation, my friend. He died on the cross, and with him he took our sins, paved the way for us to have a relationship with the Father. Oh, my friend, it cost Jesus his life and our Father his only begotten Son. So we should be living and praising him today. I don't know about you, my friend, but I will praise him all of my days. All right, here we go. We're going to play another one real quickly because this one is a pretty standard one, and I thought that it would go good at this time before we go into our prayer time. Okay, I hope we get it right this time. Just hold on, and we'll be with you shortly with another selection here. Here we go. Enjoy. Thank you. Amen and amen. That was Frank Melton III with the Bethel Street Church of Christ. Call him up. And we could always call him on the Lord, call the Lord up in prayer, be right with him. But you must be right with him. You must be right with him. And this is the time of our prayer. And if you have any prayer requests that you want to call in and for Brother Oscar to pray for, you can do it at this time here. Our number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for at this time, you can request it at this number, 657-383-0883. It was the Apostle Paul who said in Ephesians 6 and 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Paul said the Lord wants us to pray for each other. Pray for all the saints. And sometimes we saints need to be prayed for, because the world itself do not cater to us at times, does it? Sometimes the world itself gives us a hard time, especially when we are truly trying to live for the Lord. You know, now it's not easy to live for the Lord in the world where everybody's trying to just do you wrong. You know what I'm saying, Brother Oscar was saying? And I basically said they did Christ wrong, and they did. They did our Lord wrong. So how much more you believe that they would do to us when they respect the Lord, and still some don't respect him today. So we as saints, we need to pray for each other, my friend. So right time, at the time, we're going to go into our prayer time and pray for each other, that each other make it through the storms that we are going through. We pray with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings and benefits you brought our way, Father. Oh, Father, we recognize that you are the one that says, let there be light, and there was light. Father, we recognize that you are the one that formed earth into a sphere. Father, we recognize that you are the one that formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed through his nostrils the breath of life. Oh, Father, we recognize you are the great I am. Father, we recognize you are the will in the middle of our will. Father, we recognize that you are the engine behind going. Oh, Father, we thank you for your son Jesus who bled and died on the Calvary's mountain, that we through him may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for the government that is leading this country. We pray, Father, that they may come together and stop being so divided, so we can do what's right by its people. Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with them regardless of what they may be going through. They may be going through a death of a loved one, a missing. And sometimes it's not easy to, at some certain times of the year, think about that loved one. Father, we're going to pray for that one that's suffering with arthritis. Pray for the one that's suffering with diabetes. Father, we pray for the one that's suffering with heart problems. Father, we pray for the one that's having hard just to get around because of aches and pains. Father, we pray for the one that got the diagnosis of cancer. And they're worrying about how they're going to be seated or what's going to happen. Oh, Father, we pray that you be with each one. Help them to recognize that, Father, through you all things exist. And through you all things are possible. Oh, Father, we want to pray for that one that has financial problems at this time. And don't know whether they're going to get their next meal or what they're going to, how they're going to pay their bills. Father, we pray that you help them along their Christian journey. Allow them to know, regardless of the situation, that, Father, that you are totally in control. And, Father, we want to pray for program here, Chatting from the Word. We pray, Father, that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us to reach out to the masses of people that need to hear your word. And, Father, help us encourage those that are trying to live for you in a world that don't really care about you. And, Father, we pray for our young people. Help them to keep on going for the Lord and so other young people in the world. Oh, Father, we pray. Like I said, we pray for this program. Father, please help us to keep it on the air. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for praying with us today. We hope that we have prayed for something that has been bothering you, because sometimes it just takes time and talk with the Father. Just call, the song said, call him up. We're going to play another selection here. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get it for you momentarily. Just hold on. You see, really awesome scene, y'all. But you know what? I love praising, though. Bye-bye. I mean, not bye. Here you go. Enjoy. Thank you. Amen. Amen. My soul has an anchor in the Lord to redeem. Regardless what you're facing in life, regardless of the storms, and regardless how high the waves may get and the water may go against your ship, don't you know the Lord, if you're anchored in Him, He can calm everything that's going on in your life that's negative. Only thing you need to do is to have, first of all, be in Him, and secondly, to have faith. Attention, attention, everyone. Brother Oscar's prayer has been heard. And we finally found the perfect, you hear Brother Oscar? The perfect co-host to be on our program. In the name of Brother Chris Edwards, I am so delighted to tell you that news, my friend. Brother Chris Edwards, he called me on yesterday through Facebook. We had a long chat. And to be honest with you, he was the one that I've been wanting to ask to co-host our program for the longest. And we was, that's my prayer. When he called me yesterday, we talked, and he loved to talk. I know he's going to make a good addition to our program here. And he's going to start co-hosting with us next Monday. And we want everybody to welcome him to the co-host side of chatting from the Word. And I know you're going to be blessed, because I am blessed to have him to be a part of our program. And that is Chris Edwards. And thank you, Chris, for calling me on yesterday, and thank you for accepting the position of being our co-host. All right? As always, and if you've been listening to me for quite some time, you know, I always tell you, Brother Oscar's not a rich man, but he's a poor man. And I believe I'm one of the poorest, okay? But you know what? I can still wear a smile on my face, because I know the Lord is going to make everything all right. But we need sponsors here at Chat from the Word. We need sponsors. It would be an ideal thing if a church can sponsor us, and congregation can sponsor us, and we're not greedy here. We need a little help to bring Chatting from the Word to the masses of people. We just need Chatting from the Word to get out there and help some all souls who's looking for Jesus Christ. This is what this program is all about, my friend, is helping those to find Jesus, and also to encourage those in the body of Christ. You know, lots of us, and lots of us older Christians, we don't take to technology pretty good. But I'm here to tell you, technology can be a good thing, not a bad thing. We can use technology to our favor in bringing souls to Jesus Christ. Technology is helping me to bring Chatting from the Word on the air. It was many times I thought about how can I tell my people 50, 60 miles away from me about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't you know this is the ideal way of getting the news to those cannot reach with the gospel? So, my friend, if you care about Chatting from the Word, if you care about the Word, if you care about the world learning Jesus Christ, support us here at Chatting from the Word. We don't ask for much. $1, $2, $10, $20, $30, $40, whatever your finances can give monthly, please do that. If you're wondering how to give, we on PayPal. You can go to pull my account up, Oscar York, and put whatever amount you want to put in monthly to help us here to bring Chatting from the Word on the air going. And if you are wondering how to contact us and you want to talk about that, and of course, you can contact us during the show today. The number is 657-383-0883. Well, let me go a little step further than that so that you can remember tomorrow. Give us a call here. Write the number down. Put it somewhere that you can remember where you put it at, so when 2 o'clock comes, you'll be ready to give us a call. Again, that number is 657-383-0883. And also, if you want to talk to Brother Oscar beyond the times of the show, we always on Facebook, and you can always inbox and then talk with him here. Let him know if he's doing a good job, and if you think I'm doing a bad job, still let me know. Say, Brother Oscar, you're just doing a bad job. Pep up, man. All right? You can tell Brother Oscar that. Or you can email me, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or we have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and you can leave a line or two there. But what yet, OscarYorkPublishing, we do have a bookstore on our webpage. I have authored 2 books. The first book, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sold for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, that also sell for $21.50. And if you want to buy both books sell for $43. And when you buy the books from Oscar Publishing, you also help Chatting from the Word, and you also help Brother Oscar to eat. Now, y'all, I got to eat now. Put me to work. And like I always say, you know my mantra. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Amen. Comes power. But with all the technology is today, lots of us are getting so, what the word Brother Oscar can, so easy, so relaxed when it comes to reading. But reading today is still a good thing, young people. Read a good book or read God's word and learn Jesus Christ. All right. I'm playing another selection for you, okay? I believe we're going to play the selection we messed up on before, okay? Just hold on. And we get the song ready for you. I think this is it. Enjoy. Thank you. Amen. That was Archipatrick. It is well with my soul. It is well with your soul, my friend. Is it? Is it truly well with your soul? If it's truly well within your soul, you know Jesus Christ. And the only way we can get to know Jesus Christ is through his word. And when you study his word and get to know Jesus and he get to know you, then you can truly say, it is well with my soul. I am so glad to be coming on with you. I'm going to go right quickly to another song. And I sing about heaven, if we can get it right. I can sing about heaven. Here we go. Enjoy. Hey, man, we hope you enjoyed that. I really do. I can sing about heaven. A few good men music ministry. Okay, I love that song. I don't know about you, but I can sing about heaven. I can imagine how beautiful heaven must be. The way John described it in Revelation, a beautiful land, how beautiful. He described it with gold, all the beautiful substance that's on earth. And I can imagine once we get there to be with the Lord through all eternity, how happy we would be when that day comes. I don't know about you, my friend. I can't wait. And if you like me, can't wait. You need to get into the body of Christ if you're not there. Don't you want to make sure your election is sure? Don't you want to make sure that once you close your eyes in death, that you'll go on home with the Lord? Don't you want to make sure when he do come back, if you are alive, that you be caught up in the sky with those that are saved? And the only way that can happen, my friend, if you be in the body of Christ. Brother Ossie can't make it no plainer. If you've been listening to me for quite some time, listen to the messages I've been saying, listen to my show on YouTube, you have been learning Christ for all these years, Brother Ossie, been coming on. Now, you know my message, that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, which is the church. And to get into that one body, you just hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And among that, you must live for Christ until death do you part. And when you do that, you can sure your way of getting in to heaven. All right, again, since we got a little more time, I want to mention our show on YouTube. We hope that you're catching our program on YouTube. We're talking about back to the basics. And I believe this Monday, we're going to go into a different category. And since somebody someone was saying on Facebook to me that we should do a lesson on music, particularly instrumental music in worship. So Monday, we would tackle that, okay? We would tackle instrument of music in worship. So, Monday, this coming Monday, on YouTube, Chatting from the Word, have pencil and paper or have something to record on, because we would tackle that subject, all right? But while you're watching YouTube, Chatting from the Word, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Subscribe to us so when it does come on, you can be ready, because they will contact you through your email to let you know that we are broadcasting YouTube Chatting from the Word. And here, Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio. You can call in. This is also a call-in show. And so if you haven't called in yet, we have several call-ins. If you have not called in yet, the number is 657-383-0883. And if you want to leave a comment below the show, that is fine also. Let Brother Oscar know if he's doing a good job or not. All right? And on YouTube, give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. And here on Blog Talk Radio, follow us, please. And it was nice chatting with you today. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the wonderful blessings you brought our way. We pray for each listener. We pray to be with them, go with them, help them to have a grand, grand day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Goodbye, and everyone have a wonderful day.